Simin Ayin, Sif Dalad and Hey, Simin Kufov Bezer Hashem, and the Sugya of Hirukadibur, a little bit of Shemei Koina as it comes along. Mechaber says in Simin Ayin, Sif Dalad, Hoya Oisik Betar Chiralbim, Vigiaz Man Kriyashma, Lo Yafsik. Ela Yigmor Iskem Yikre, Imnish Reis Likreis. Someone who's Oisik Betar Chitzibur has a din of Oisik Bemitzvah Potter Menemitzvah, Memela, if he's Oisik Betar Chitzibur by the time of Kriyashma, he's Potter. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokom Yaseh Masha Yochov Yikre Leparas Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutz Yelam V'Oy Bezmano Ki Zeh Davar Kotzev Efshel Yafil B'Shash Oisik B'Tzar Chetzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah that nevertheless he should try what he could to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Araisa, it sounds like, even though we saw in Simon Tamach Gimel the Mishnah Berurah brought down three sheetas as to what is the D'Araisa. Is the D'Araisa Shema just the Pasuk of Shema? Is the D'Araisa the first parasha? Is the D'Araisa even the second parasha? He wasn't Machriya. Different times, it seems like different things. Here, l'chol ha'pachos, v'fo mekayim, do as much as you could to be mekayim at least that shita, be mekayim at least one shita, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shitas Rav Meir, that just Shema Yisrael is considered the daraiso, l'chol ha'pachos, that's a davar kotzer, that's shaykh to do that, and maybe you should be mekayim like that. Now, it's not so common that there should be a oisik b'tzar chetzibur that a person mamish doesn't have 10 seconds, like the Mishnah Berurah says. However, l'chur, there is such a possibility, like by a doctor, somebody who's a doctor, his own call, and in the emergency room, or wherever he is, even on the emergency room, and he's busy the entire time, he's oisik b'tzar chetzibur. So if it's a shalat pikuach nefesh, then in chanami l'chur, there's nothing to talk about. That's not the regular din oisik b'tzar chetzibur. That's even if he, that's any mitzvah, he's not allowed to be mekayim. But even if he's just busy, he's busy tending to patients, he's going from one to the next, he's busy, l'chairo, there's theoretically such a possibility to have a din of Eisim B'Tzar Chetzibur, and he'd be pater. However, yesh la'ayin, whether or not, if he's getting paid, if it changes anything, because we saw that the Biur Halacha brings down, that if his kavana is li'yistakir, yesh la'ayin harbe, l'fi yamagan avram, v'mikri yesik b'mitzvah, v'efshir da'ochra da'ayrishin mishi yishtad al-lehu adif tvei torchin. Va'ain le'el b'simul amirches she'echachnu d'im kavanos b'shvil shnei mikri yisik b'mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Simul Amirches that if his kavan is also for money and also for tzarchi tzibur, then that's also considered yisik b'tzarchi tzibur. That's considered a mitzvah, and therefore he's pater. Nevertheless, if we look there in Lamirches, he says clearly that if his ikar's kavana is for money, monetary purposes, then in echanami he does not have the din of yisik b'mitzvah, and he would not have the p'tur. V'dafkim ikur kavanosim g'day lamtzian limkor l'misha tzarech lehem by tefillin avam ikur kavanosim rak l'yistaker lo yimikri yoisik b'mitzvah. Then he's not considered yoisik b'mitzvah. So you have to know with his doctor whether or not, what status he has. However, really, yesh la'ayin, whether or not this is considered a yoisik b'tzar chetzibur, is a doctor yoisik b'tzar chetzibur or not. Why is that? Because there's something which is a little bit shver with this halacha. We know that the din of yoisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah means that you're pater and you don't have to do the next mitzvah. And if it's any little bit of a tirchol, you don't have to do it. That's where you're paskin. This machlek is between Tesvis and the Ran by Efshel Kaim Shtein. If you're able to mekayim both mitzvahs, you have to. Lemaisa, Tesvis says, if it's Efshel Kaim Shtein, even if it's a tirchol, you have to mekayim both. The Ran says, no, if it's a little bit of a tirchol, you don't have to be mekayim the second mitzvah. And that's how we saw we paskin in Simon Ayin Aleph. It's kapasin that way, and Simon Lamar Ches is kapasin that way. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a person, the Mechaber says, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu b'shas nuchay ma'af." Even when he's resting a little bit, shegam laznik radai neis b'mitzvah she'ayidei zeh yischazei koyche lachzer v'lechvar. Because through the rest, he'll be able to get his koyches back to be able to dig some more. Now says the Mishnah Berurah in the Biur Halacha Lamirches, that's only according to the Ran that says that it's a little bit of a tirchol. But according to Taisa, since lamayis you could be mekayim both of them, you have to mekayim both of them. But according to everybody, a person who's oisik b'mitzvah, we don't find this inyan of if he could stop, then he should stop. Right? Where do we find that by any oisik b'mitzvah? Where do we ever find this by any oisik b'mitzvah that if he has the yicharis to, he should do what he could to be mekayim the second mitzvah? L'chura, not only that, the ritva says that you're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop the first mitzvah to be mekayim the second mitzvah. We don't paskin that way. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if a person is oisik b'mitzvah and he stops the mitzvah to be b'kari kriyashma, he's yotzei yischiv, yotzei dechavasei, because you're not mamish really pater. He says it's not mamish like a oinin who's pater mamish. that even though according to the Ritva you're not allowed to stop, we don't pass like the Ritva. Could be even according to the Ritva you're yetzir chiyuv. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says it's simin tafa in hey. Also, a person is oisik b'mitzvah and he's not supposed to stop, and nevertheless he does stop, you're yetzir mitzvah. The question is, the ikur shaila is, why does he have to stop in the first place? Yasa kol ma sheyuchal. A person that could stop, he should stop in this case. Or why? I saw that Isha Yisrael is married to this Nekudah. He says, where do we find that L'chur, that there's an Indian for a person that's Oisik Mitzvah to stop the Mitzvah and become the second Mitzvah? I thought maybe that Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah is a little different than a regular Oisik Mitzvah. And that's why a doctor maybe is different, is not considered Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah. What's Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah? Why isn't every Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah a regular Oisik Mitzvah? Somebody has to Malav the Mitzvah. He's Oisik Mitzvah. What Mitzvah is that? What Mitzvah is Alavodah Tameh? Gemilas Chazanim. So anybody who's Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah is being Oisik Gemilas Chazanim. Why is it any different? What's the special din of Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah? L'chor Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah is a regular din of Oisik Gemilas Chazanim. Mashmois L'chor is Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah. What's Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah? The guy that sets up the microphone beforehand so that everybody is able to hear the shmooze, and the guy that's Masada, the benches in the shul, and the person that prepares all the different things, and he sets up everything that should be Mesudar, and he's Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah, in and of itself, Lav Dafka, is it a mitzvah of Gimelos Chasadim? It's something which is Mechen, it prepares, it helps out. And that's why Oisik Mitzvah Chetzibah, it's something which is also considered a Oisik B'mitzvah, and therefore you're Pasim. But you're not Mamash Aglata Oisik B'mitzvah. Memela, a doctor who's Aglata Oisik B'mitzvah, he's going to be Pasim, Ken Zayin, even if his Kavana is entirely for money. However, somebody says Eisik Mitzvah Chetzibah, somebody that's Kreisiv Stam, somebody that's writing Tefillin, which mitzvah is that? He's writing Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Which mitzvah is that? Which one of the 613? So if you're writing for yourself, and a chlamid is a mitzvah for Kisvu Lechem, to write for somebody else, if you hired you, but that there should be ready, yesh lain whether or not there's such a mitzvah. It's just the Eisik Mitzvah Chetzibah that has the same gather of Eisik Mitzvah Chetzibah Lechero, and Memela. That would only be if he has the yichud, not mamash and eisik b'mitzvah, and therefore, in such a case, he should do what he could to stop. That's sif dalet. Sif hey, hoya oisik ba'achila oishayev emercha, tashayev oisik b'tesporis, tashayev ma'avach ba'oris, tashayev oisik b'edim. Any one of the malachis which is mentioned at the beginning of Masech Shabbos, la'ramam goyim erachik kiri kriyishma. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to finish and then lay in kriyishma. U'larayev in mafsik b'kori, ma'afa b'shayev shoyis likriyis. Fashis Mashmois is that there's machlekes over here. We saw the Bach says there's no machlekes. Magen Avraham seems to go that way also. And the halacha lemaisa, bottom line, just to be misakan, the halacha is that anytime that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then the halacha is that if you were maskel beheter, you don't have to stop. However, if you're maskel beiser, then you have to stop even if you have time afterwards. Mitzvah d'rabbanan, if you have time afterwards, once you start, you wouldn't have to stop. However, mitzvah d'oraisa, even if you started already, and even if you have time, if it was hiskel be'isser, then you would have to stop. Now, what's considered hiskel be'isser? That we saw, that's a shayla b'negeah to a half an hour before leis ha'shachar. Is the half an hour before leis ha'shachar considered hiskel be'isser or not? According to the Rambam, the Mashmoy says that it's not considered hiskel be'isser, except by achila. Achila is very chomer, that within the half an hour it's still considered hiskel be'isser. And if a person, even if a person was hissel beheter, once it gets to Aleis HaShachar, he's got to stop. This is Nageah very often on a, it's not again a Tainis, even though people get up before a Tainis eat, because you have to stop anyhow for Aleis HaShachar. However, if you're flying on a plane, very common, you can start half an hour beforehand, you can start 2 hours beforehand, and before you know it, you're already holding by Aleis HaShachar. And therefore, one would have to stop by Aleis HaShachar. We'll get to those halachas and mitzvah shem and simon peites when we get to them. And as similarly, we will get to the halacha of Mirat Hashem taking a shower. Merchot. Is a person allowed to take a shower before laying Kriyashma? We'll see, it's really halacha mafurish later on. This is halacha. Oisik b'merchot. Then the Mashmoy says you have to stop. The question is the shower considered oisik b'merchot? Nowadays, the shower usually does not take too long. If it's part of the mikvah, and enechrami, then you're mechuyiv, al tzvatel recha kamoich, it's a chelik, it's a tzarech, etc. Talking about a guy that just likes to shower beforehand. What's the halach over there? That we'll see in Mirat Hashem also in Simen Peites, what gather it has. That's Simen Ayin. Simen Kuvav. Miyem Eptur Mitvila, Kol Eptur Mikriyashma, Eptur Mitvila. Chol Shechai Mikriyashma, Chai Mitvila. Chutz Miyem Alav and Es Ameiz, She'en Lamita Tzerech Behem, Shafa Pishim Chayom Mikriyashma, Eptur Mitvila. We find there's one person, one group of people, that even though they're Chai Mikriyashma, they're Potter from Tvila. Who's that? According to the Mechaber, the Mashmois is that he passed like the Rambam, not like the Tur. That even if it's ain lamita tzerech b'hem, as long as they're malave, that is enough of a oisik b'mitzvah, and he's part from tefillah, since tefillah is only the rabbanan. Now this is something which comes up by b'neishu mitzvah. I'm sorry. Now this is something which comes up by levaya l'chora. Sometimes, if especially levaya, which takes a few hours, could be that he's, could be that he has, will be oisik in the levaya, and will be pater from tefillah. The problem is, it's not that practical because the pashas is only b'shas the actual levaya that he's pater. But at the time of the hesped, we saw already beforehand that nishmat and echad echad, and memela, if the levaya is going to take 6 hours and 4 of the hours are aspedim, then at some point during those 4 hours, he really should go and daven mincha. And also the whole tour that he's going to have, he's not going to have to be, going to be oisik b'mitzvah. If he has time beforehand, he's also mechuyev beforehand. And not only that, even if the levaya is going to take 2 hours, usually levaya doesn't take so long, because it could be if they go to the basic forest, it depends. Especially in America, you're driving, you could drive for hours to get to the basic base. But let's say here in Eretz Yisrael, then unless it's the levaya of Avnei Gadol, they're walking the whole thing. Let's say Benatan Tzvi Baron, they walked all the way to Har Menuchos. It could take, you know, 2 hours to go. But then you could also stop on the side. And that, the only reason why you're potter is because you can't damage point essay while you're walking. If you're going to walk, and if you're going to stop walking, then you're going to lose levaya. But over here, where you have 50,000 people that are walking, even if you stop for 5 minutes, you're still not going to lose levaya. Ish line, if you have such a p'tur in such a case, the whole Sibas p'tur, you wouldn't have. Practically, lamaisa, it's not that common. I was actually just talking to somebody in Odom Galdo this past week, and he told me, a story he said about himself, that one time he was watching a mace in Hadassah. I guess this is a number of years back. And Israeli told him, nothing, not tefillah, no mincha, no zero. That's the case where it was mamish Hashem or mace. It could be in those days also that they're doing autopsies, I'm not sure. But a standard case of a malava mace, shamer mace, malava mace, generally there's a possibility to be mekayim the tefillah. It's efshel lekayim shneim, and it should be mekayim both. Sif Beis, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not according to Mishnah Berurah. V'noshim v'avodem sh'af al pishu p'tur mikri yishma chayov mitzvila v'nei shimitzah tzeh sh'lo yazman gramo. K'tanim sh'gid l'chinu chayov n'chanecho. The halacha is of noshim b'tvila. So now, it's mefurish in the Mishnah that noshim r'chayov n'tvila. It's kapaskan shulchan aruch that noshim r'chayov n'tvila. The shal is, why don't all noshim daven? L'chur, it's mefurish in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in shulchan aruch, that's us passing the Shabura. So what happened? How come there's many women that don't daven Shemoneh Esrei on a daily basis? So the truth is that l'chor they should. It's passing Shulchan Aruch, l'chor they should. However, already the Mishnah Berurah deals with this issue, and he says from the Magen Avraham that l'chor the Noshim are semech on the Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam is that midaraisa, a woman only has a chiyuv of bakosho, shavach v'ido, Bakosha, to say one tefillah, that's the chiv midaraisa. And even though, says the Mishnah Berurah, we pass in like the Ramban, Roy Rishayim hold like the Ramban, that's not the case, that there's a chiv midarabban and that women have to be mispal. Nevertheless, the woman or semich, l'chor it's a hezber for the minig of nashim, that it's a limud chus for the nashim that they're same on the Shittas Rambam, even though the Maisa Rav Yishen won't that way. Limud Chus for the Nashim, that they're same on the Shittas Rambam, that they're Yates with a Bakasha. Which means, first of all, that they have to make at least a whole part of the Bakasha. Some women just write it off. No, there's a Chiv Midar Aysel, Chola Pachas for women, to make a Bakasha, Shevach Vaidah together, Lechoro. Moida'ani has a Shevach Vaidah. It doesn't have a bakasha. Birch Zatera L'chora, if you say Wolf Brachas, it has both of them. It has a bakasha and has Shevach Vaidah, Shebach Avnei Kol Amim, and has a Harivna. L'chora, you're Yetzeh with Birch Zatera. Birch Zashachar as well, also. Birch Zashachar, the Yerotzen at the end, is also a bakasha, and you have Shevach Vaidah all together. That's what they should say. L'mayit HaSo brought down Halicha Shleimer from Shlomo Zalman, that he says, even though they bring down from him, even though the Mishnah Berurah is machmer to be mechayev noshim to daven also shachris and also mincha, lemaisa the minig is to be mekel that sagi b'tfila k'tzar like the Magen Avraham. And he says, memela girls that go to, he's talking about even non-married, says girls that go to school and they want to eat breakfast before they go to school, l'chol pachas before they eat, they should be. He says also they should be kabbal machshamayim chora imalam them. But he says l'chol pachas they should say some shevach vaido and bakosha beforehand. L'maisa, that's, I don't know that girls, Lamaisa, maybe Yerushalmis, that's how it is in some places. That's how Rosh Hashanah was, the minig was. I think for most non-married girls, in the Litvish and Sephardish, I think, Ashkenazi, non-Yerushalmi, maybe, I don't know, Chassidim do. I think also Chassidim, as far as I know, they do daven. L'chol ha'pachis shachris, min cholav dafka, but l'chol ha'pachis, they're makbet to daven shachris. Now, there are many women that they daven shachris before they got married. Then after they got married, they stop davening shachris. Now, where does that come from? So, Maman of Shach. If you're going that women are chayef, so then they're chayef. If they're not chayef, so they're not chayef. What happened all of a sudden? So I saw that the Isha Yisrael, he brings down that Isha Hatruda Ben Mutapelas Begidol Yeladel, Temet Fila Ketzorah Klal Shach Bakash Vayidol, and she's good to go. Somebody, a woman that's busy taking care of her children, raising her children, all she has to do on a daily basis, like the Magen Avraham says, something which has a Shevach Vayidol Ubakash. What's the Makar? So he brings down a few Makars. One Makar is he brings down Sichas HaChavetz Chaim, that Rabbi Leib, the Chavetz Chaim's son, said, there it doesn't bring down the whole Makar. If you look at the Piskei Tshuva on the bottom, he brings down the whole Lashon that Rabbi Leib said that when we were growing up, Alpi Apsak Shel Avi Murray, the Chavetz Chaim, my mother came out in David, when we were growing up. She's busy. The way that some say it is because they bring down from the Chazanish says that the same way that somebody is ain daitim yushevas alav, the Gemara said, the halacha is in Siman Tzadi Ches, really it says that somebody comes abam in a derech, doesn't daven for 3 days or till daitim yushevas alav. Why? Because the daitim truda, they can't be mechavan karoi. But maybe somebody who's daitim truda is pater from tefillah. Sorry. Is?
There'll be no left in shul.
We'll see. It's not. Lo yispal b'makom sheish davar shemavatal kavanotzei v'lo yibishol mevatalos kavanotzei v'achshev ino nu nuzharim b'chol zev v'nei shonu mechavne kol kach v'tvima. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Ches. But there is such a halacha that a person should not be, that a person who is truda in tvila is pater b'esem. Lamaita, what are we supposed to do? Bismanenu, that people have that all the time. Mela, we're not going to potter ourselves. However, women, the Cholapachas, they have such a heter. In Elichas Bas Yisrael, they bring down from Yaakov Kamenetsky, said that the reason is it's like Misham Shea Chorlo. Chorlo Misham Sheim, the Rapturum in a Tvila. So too, a woman who's busy raising her kids is potter from Tvila. Now, how does that apply practically? Does that apply in the 21st century? So sometimes yes, sometimes no. It really depends on the scenario. I just met somebody over Pesach. That his whole family, the mother homeschooled them all the way till high school. Homeschooled the entire family. And he's not the only one, he's telling me. Sounds pretty radical. I thought so too. But they are homeschooling them. Better. So you're taking care of your kids all day, 100%. The Shaila is in a standard family where there's a woman is not true to the whole day taking care of her kids. As a matter of fact, she tries to send them out as early as possible to Gan, to playgroup, to Ma'on for 8 hours, and women aren't busy taking care of the laundry, sitting by the lake and the river, scrubbing the shirts, and just sticking it to the washing machine. We have so many conveniences, so many things that make it easier, that give us more time. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not it has that in. Now, a woman that has to rush the kids out in the morning, and then she works also, and she needs to work to be able to make money to pay for her children's needs, that's also maybe considered tipul. The only shaila is for most women that have the yecholis, they have free time. Where are your priorities? Is the priority to spend it on the couch reading ABC? You fill it in for yourself, or is it or tefila lamaisa? The mechaber paskins, the mishabura paskins, the meikar adin nosham ar chayevim. Now, whether or not we have a minig, which is a limud zchus. It is a limud zchus, and there are other tirutzim. The question is, if you have the yecholis lachora, even if there is a limud zchus for nashim, then still, nevertheless, if a woman has some time, she should take. How long does it take to daven? At the end of the day, what does a woman have to daven? Like we mentioned in the past, brachos, birchas atero, baruch shama asher yishtabach, shema the first parsha, and mitzvah yatzir shmoneh esrei. We're talking about between 10 to 15 minutes, probably. probably between 10 to 15 minutes for a standard woman. If a woman has 10 to 15 minutes a day out of her 24 hours, sometimes in economy she doesn't. What a standard woman l'chora does, there were definitely women that were very, very busy and had many children and had many people that they tended to, and nevertheless they daven three tefillos a day. So at least if a person could, if they have the yichudus, if it's not your minhag and that's not what you do, matov manayim. But kefi the pashtus of the sugya, the pashtus of the mechaber, the pashtus of the mishnah berurah, if a woman has the yichudus too, she definitely should daven at least the whole apachay shachris. Mincho is already another nidun. She should daven after chatzis. No, she should not daven after chatzis. Up until chatzis. What's with ktanim? Ktanim also, there's a din to be ktanim shigir lechinech chrov lechanchom. This is as opposed to kriyashma, where mi'ikra din repasan like Rashi. When you get to tefila, everybody agrees that there's a chinuch, that's mishnah, there's a chiyuv chinuch. Bnei shesh, bnei sheva, and I think that's bizmanenu be'erach, the time that they start teaching kids to daven shmein esrei. Now they do not start, even though that's the zman chinuch, you don't start teaching the kids in tarish shmein esrei. We'll see exactly brachas amazin. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah says that you should try to make one bracha. It's curl all the brachas. At least the minhag of the olam is not. They do maybe one bracha and then they do another bracha after get a little older and another bracha. So with Shmoneh Esrei, I know my son now, he's 7 years old. That's what they're doing. We're already holding by Slach Lanu. That's right. You do one bracha and then another bracha. Now, when you get to mincha, even though that's also brought down to be mechanechem and tefillas mincha, lamaisa, the minhag of the olam, I think, is to wait with that. You don't put too much on the kid at once, and usually most kids, until they're older, 10, 11, 12, they're not davening mincha, even though they're kind of, it's ikr din chinuch, that's going to get to shachris, not going to get to mincha. And certainly not going to get to ma'ariv. Very many don't daven ma'ariv till their mamash 12, 12 and a half, 13, then they start davening ma'ariv. That's also rishus, so you don't really have the same chiyuv. The last halacha here, Sif Gimel, /Gimel. Misha teros rimnosek, again, Rimshim Bayerchoi, Bechaver of Masik, the Kriyashma Velilu Tvilo. Avo Onu, Masikim, the Kriyashma Velilu Tvilo. Ago, Vimlem Lachim, in a place of commission is bar, Mikomoko place of Kuria Possum Grisha Kriyashma. Vimena Shaveris, Misha Shoy, Sadan Lispal, in a place of Klau. Now we do not have somebody, we pass from the Maiso. We don't have anybody that's teros rimnosek, and therefore, even though somebody that's Teros Yimnasai stops only for Kriyashma, it's interesting. Somebody that's Teros Yimnasai stops for Kriyashma, and he doesn't stop for Tefillah. Why? Kriyashma is Daraisa, and Tefillah is only Darabanan. But Mitzad Sheni, when he stops for Kriyashma, he has to stop and lay in Kriyashma and all the three parashiyos. And also, first of all three parashiyos. Mashmois is that all, we know that the last parashiyos is Midaraisa. That's for sure. The question is the first two parashiyos. Are those Daraisas? That was Machlaikis Bechlal. But nevertheless, once he's doing it, he stops for the entire Kriyashma. And now that stops for the brachas also. Shows us why he stops for the brachas. The brachas is only darabanan. Why are you stopping for the brachas? But fact, if you lay in the darak yishma, then even it must be atzav is only darabanan. Why are you stopping for that? That's the halacha that we're going to see with Hashem and Simon Samachay, which is going to get to this the sugyo on the Chof Aleph, that the Rambam is machadish, that somebody that's safek kara kriyashma, safek lay kara kriyashma, and he has a safek on the brachas as well. The halacha is chayzav kara kriyashma with the brachas, since it's a safek darayis lechumra. Question is, but why do you have to do the brachas? The brachas are safek darabanan lekula. Says Rabbeinu Yonah has a teretz. We'll see. Says the Rashba that even though safek darabanan lekula, but they were mesakin kriyashma. The tikkun of kriyashma is to say with the brachas, like the Mishnah says, mevarach shtayim lefaneh v'achas lecharel beboiker shtayim lefaneh shtayim lecharel at night. They were mesakin kriyashma together with the brachas. Memila the oifin to lay in kriyashma is with the brachas. So even though the brachas only darabanan, but it's one package deal. There's no splitting it in half. And Mamela, even though he only starts with the Raisa, not the Rabbanon, once you're doing the Rabbanon, you do it. Once you're doing the Raisa, you do it Koroi. Now, even though we don't have anybody that's Teros Yimnasai, however, the halacha is with regard to learning before Shachris. So if you're learning in Shul, Beis Medrash, that's before the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem. Even if you're learning at home, if your Derech is to go to shul to daven, then it's fine also. Or if you're learning with chavrusa, it's also fine. So l'chora, the only time that a person would have to be worried is if he's not to learn before shacharis, would only be an issue according to Mishnah Berurah. If he's at maskal b'heft, it's also not a problem. You're a liyashiv and you start at 2 o'clock in the morning every morning. Terrific, also not a problem. So the only issue would be if you didn't start b'heft, you're not the derech, you're learning at home without a chavrusa, and your derech is not to daven with a minyan in shul or minyan in your house. If you have minyan in your house, lechura it's not a problem because then you're gonna have to stop. That would be lechura the only issue, and for that lechura can zayin if you have a shomer, then that would work also. But any other scenario wouldn't be a problem, and therefore it's highly recommended that once you get up early and learn before shachar. That's the sugya of, that's the halachas of Ptur Mitzvila. And just a little reduch the sugya of Hirukid Iber and Shemei Koinu. The Mishnah says on Daf Chof. Chof Amir Beis. Valkeri Mahar Baliba Vein Mavarach Lefanev Lag Lacharel. The halacha is that a balkeri, they were geizer, Ezra was geizer, was masakin, tefila lebalekriyim, and memela, he's not supposed to learn or daven before he's tevil. So what does he do? He's mahar. The shayla is why? Amar Ravina says, Samaritir kedibra dami. And Rav Chisda says, no, here lav kedibra dami. Machlekes in the Gemara, why is he mahar? Ravina says the reason why he's Mahar is because here is Kedibra Dami. So Mela he's not allowed to speak until he's Tevil, but here it's fine. So Mela here is Kedibra Dami. Here is Kedibra Dami. Here is not a problem of without, you don't need a Tevila for that. Mela he should be Mahar and be Mekayim as Mitzvah. Because this says no way. Here is Lav Kedibra Dami and you're not Yet Aide here. So why is he Mahar? To be Isaac and what the Tzibra is being Isaac. To be Isaac and what the Tzibra is being Isaac. Now what does that mean to be Isaac and what the Tzibra is being Isaac? Mashmaiz Lachara is that only if he's betzibur is there such a din. Only if he's in shul does he have to be mahar. If he's davening at home, he wouldn't have to be mahar. And as they zakta pnei yeshua, the shaila is that lechera, even if he's betzibur, the tzibur doesn't know what he's being mahar. What's the purpose of being mahar, betzibur? The tzibur doesn't know what you're being mahar. If you look at the Meiri God, it sounds like that a person can tell when a person's being Kiilu, being Makabal Shamayim Mehir, you'll be able to tell. So the Pashas is that a person doesn't know what, the Tzibur doesn't know what he's being Mahar. So what's the purpose of being Mahar in the Tzibur if the Tzibur doesn't even know? It's true, if you look at the Meiri brings down two Mahalchim in the Sugya. He says the first Pshat is, the Pashas Mashmais is that the only time you're Chayv is Dafka B'Tzibur. And he says, no, Li Nira, says the Meiri, that even if he's B'Yachidus, he still has to be Mahar, because since the Olam is being Makabal, the same way we find such a Musig, that you're supposed to daven at the time the Olam is davening, so too you're supposed to be Makabal Olam Shemayim at the time the Olam is being Makabal Olam Shemayim. When is that? Does that mean that if you always daven at a 7 o'clock meeting, so it's 7:23, that's when the Olam is being Makabal Olam Shemayim? Or it means before Netzachama? In those days, most of the people daven Netzachama. Memela, 5 minutes before and they got up to Kriyashma, the Olam is being Yesik in Kriyashma, you should also be Yesik in Kriyashma, even though you're in your own house. The shaila for that is, what's with Birchas Hamazon? That's good for Kriyashma. Kriyashma, everybody's Mekabel Kriyashma together. But Birchas Hamazon, there's no matzah that everybody's being Mevarach together. If you want to say you're Bitsiber and you're eating together with the whole Olam and everybody's benching together, fine. Then you can understand why you have to be Mevarach together. But if you're at your own house, if it's talking about like the Miri says that you're at home, so what's the Inyan Bechlal to be Mahar Birchas Hamazon? You're not Yaitse according to Rav Chisda. And Masha Tzibra Iskim, there's no Tzibra Iskim over here. You'll be Yechidus. So the truth is that it's not so pashit what the Maskanas HaGemara is. And this many people ask me in the Chabura, what's the Maskanas HaGemara? At the end of the day, when the Gemara says that the Nafkamin is the Raisa de Rabbanan, are we choizer from what we said beforehand that to be Isik and Masha Tzibra Iskim? The pashit is, we were never choizer from what we said. You always have to be. The reason why you're doing it is to be Isaac for Masha Tzibra Isaac. What's the difference? It's Daraisa. But if you're not accomplishing anything, because here is Lav Kedibra Dami, so why are you doing it? It must be since Elam is doing it, that's why you have to do it. But if you look at the Ritva, the Ra, they say no. In a Hanami, you don't have to do Masha Tzibra Isaac. The whole Nafkmin is whether or not it's Daraisa Darabanan. And something which is Daraisa, then we say, Vifu Mekin, do as much as you could. You're right, here is Lav Kedibra Dami. But do as much as you could, and even though you're not going to be Yetzay, do what you could do. According to the average answer, that in a chanami, Birchas Hamazon also, the maskanas haGemara, the reason why to be mahar in a chanami, according to the Havamina Gemara, only Kriyashma, to be Isaac and Masha Tzibra Iskim. Maskanas haGemara would come out that we're choizer from what we said beforehand, and in a chanami, even Birchas Hamazon, a person should be mahar, even though it's not going to be Yetzay, and even though the Tzibra is not doing that. That would, lechura, that's the source of the Shmaitza machlokes between Ravina and Rav Chisda. The shayla is, what's Pasha Pshan in Ravina? Ravina says that here is Kedibra Dami. What's Pasha Pshan? L'chor, the Pashas we would say, Svar Chitzayna, is that here is Lav Kedibra Dami. Why should here be Kedibra Dami? You were only Mahar, you didn't say it. It's not right if a person takes the lulav in his heart. Is it enough to be a good Jew in your heart? We all grew up that it's not enough to be a good Jew in your heart. You can't just take a lulav in your heart. You got to take the lulav. So if you got to say Berachas HaMazon, you got to say Kriyat Shema. What's helped us? What's it going to help you to say to be maharet? L'chor, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, and that's how Be'emes Alib De'Ochas. That's a Rebbe Shein Baskin. Rebbe Shein Baskin. That here is Lavka Dibra Dami. You're talking at Yitzchak. The shaila is so what's out L'Maisa Ravino? And not only that, the Rambam L'Maisa Baskin. The Brachos Perak Aleph Halacha Ches Zayin Ches, depends which one. What do we have? He says they're all brachos, not just Kriyat Shema. You're Yitzchak Behir. Afilu Lo Yeshmi La Oznav. Afilu Rakir Beliboy. Yatzi Dechavasi. That's the Rambam Baskin. We saw it earlier. We saw in the Bir Halacha brought down Simanun Tes that you could be Yitzchak with. You could be Yitzchak with Samach. No, wasn't that later on. You could be Yitzchak with here. You could be Yitzchak with here. The Shaila is for us. L'chura. L'chura, you're not saying it. Why should you be able to be Yitzchak here? And not only that, if you could be Yitzchak with here, so why are they only mechayev you to say Kriyat Shema and Berachas HaMazon? You should be mechayev to say everything else also. Why are Shaira Tefillas? Rashi says, I'll tell you why you're not mechayev in anything else. Kiven the brachas lav daraisa mechayev loy atrechu rabbanan. The rabbanan weren't mechayev you. Why not? Hoguf akasha, why were the rabbanan not mechayev you? If you hold that here is Kedibra Dami, so why were the rabbanan not mechayev you? What's pshat in the Ma'an Amar here Kedibra Dami? And if here is Kedibra Dami, so then why aren't you mechayev by Shaira brachas, Shaira Tefillas? So you could say that in a chanami. Here, kedibra dami. When we say here, kedibra dami, it means it's lav dafka. Here, just means that you weren't mighty bisfasav. But in a chanami, you said the words. The problem is, the Ravid says, no, not that way. He says, l'chor, this machlekes is the same machlekes as we had before, and whether or not you have to be mashmil aznav. And he says, no. There, the whole machlekes is, if you're saying it, do you have to hear what you're saying? But everybody agrees that you have to say it. You're just allowed to say it very low, that you can't hear. But here, there's a tzad that you don't even have to say it b'chlal. To be Mahar Bakhlal, and that we never had such a tzad before. And everybody beforehand sounds like you need to be, you know, to be able to be Yaitse Yerchiv, you have to at least say it out. Here, according to Ravina, the Mashmoy says that here alone is enough. Says the Ravid in a Chanami, over here it's a din, Dafka by Balkari, we're going to say that here is Kedibra Dami. Machmas Oynis, that he has no other way to be Mekayim is Mitzvah. Memelo, Walaum Aidei the din of here Kedibra Dami. Elohod Amar Nebavino, Hira Kedibra Dami, Loi Omar Elol Inim Balkeir Bovad, Shu Onis. Shim Tovel in a Tarach Lachsa Vilikreis. It's only been a get to a Balkeir who is Onis. Shaila is why? If Hira Mamanav Shach, if Hira is Kedibra Dami, it should work for everybody. Like Rashi himself says, Kedibra Dami, Vechol Adam Nami Yaiti Decha Vasibir. If Hira works Kedibra, it should work for everybody. If Hira is Lav Kedibra, it shouldn't work for anybody. What's this half-baked din that it works for Balkeir and it doesn't work for anybody else? If you look at the Rosh says that in Chanami, the Mashmois of the Rosh is that Ravino said it's then only been a get to Kriyat Shema. That it says, Vayu is Ramay Lashon Rechim Tzav Chayim Al Vavecho, and Remeir Darshins on Daft Tezvo. Acher Dvarim Shebelev, Heinein Advarim, that it's totally in Dvarim Shebelev, Shere Nechim Tzav Chayim Al Vavecho, Acher Kavonat Halev, Heinein Advarim. And the fact that it says Al Vavecho, we see that Kriyat Shema, Minaskayim, Vekavonat Halev. The Mashmois is that even if he's just Mahar, then in Chanami you'd be able to be Yaitse. But if he that, it's Mashma that it's only Dimmi to get to Kriyat Shema, it's not even Dimmi to get to Berachas HaMazon. And it's Mavur over here that you're supposed to be Mahar Berachas HaMazon also. Not only that, the Mashmois of Rashi certainly is not that way. Mashmois of Rashi, Stima Sivi Rashi, is that it's not Dafka Dimmi by Kriyat Shema. It's V'chol Adam Nami Yaitse Deicha Yvase Behir, it's not Dafka by Kriyat Shema. It's anything. The Rambam says in Mavur, like we said before, and all Berachas of the person can be Yaitse Behir. The whole of according to them, how do we know that there's a din of Hira Kedibra Dami? What would be the pshat in Hira Kedibra Dami? The we only find B'negeit to Kriyat Shema Acher Kvonat Alev Hein Advarim. So you could say we learn out of Kriyat Shema. We learn out of Kriyat Shema the same way that we learn out of Kriyat Shema that Lo Yishmiel La Oznav is Yoytze. So do we learn out of Kriyat Shema that you don't even need Yishmiel Oznav? The same way that we have a ribuy in the pasuk that says that Kvonat Alev is enough. So to B'negeit to everything else, Kvonat Alev would be enough. The only shaila is that lechur is a big nafkamina between kriyashma and everything else. Kriyashma, the whole Indian of kriyashma is kabbalas al shamayim. That's why achar kavanas alev ain't advarim, because it's supposed to be mekabal al shamayim. Everything else is not a din of kabbalas al shamayim. So it's more shaykh to the deeper. In a chanam you have to have kavana, but the Indian is not the kabbalas al shamayim. So even though it works when it gets to kriyashma, mehechatesu we should say that it works when it gets to anything else. So we look at Rekiv Eger and Chuvas Rekiv Eger, Madura Tinyan and Simukuf Nun Aleph. He tainas that Ken Zain, the only din of Hira Kedibur is the din Daraisa. The Ainu, it works, Midaraisa, Hira is Kedibur Dami. When Midarabanan, it doesn't work. Sasam Le Purish, what was the chel between Daraisa and Darabanan? So maybe we have a Mashal Adover, we mentioned this in the past also, is Birachamit, Psachim Zman. The Allah is Midaraisa Lachur, you're able to be Yetzei with Bittul Belev. Chazal Misakin, Bittul Belev is not enough. You need Bidiko. You have to check after you have to do B'dikas Chametz and be Mavar any Chametz. Why? Because we're chayshish that maybe you're going to see, you're going to find in the middle of Yontif, you're going to find the Geshmak Adona, and all your Bittul is going to go down the drain because your Bittul that you turned this delicious donut into dirt, when you see the delicious donut after eating Masa for 6 days straight, all of a sudden it's not dirt anymore. And he's going to be over by your Rabbi Yamase. Memele Chazal said, don't take any chances. Don't falazach on your Bittul Belev, because maybe you're going to be faced with an Yisrael in the middle of Yantif. Therefore, make sure to get rid of all Chametz. Dehainu, even though midaraisa, we see that the Torah was Semech on the Lev, however, Kavanas Alev and Bittul Belev, nevertheless, the Chazal didn't want to be Semech. It's not something which is bar, it's not something which is tangible, it's not something which is Lemaisa, and therefore, it's very Lemaisa. Nothing which is tangible, which is you could put your finger on, and therefore it's not a dibur, it's not a maisa, and therefore Chazal said don't falazach on the hira belev, don't falazach on the bittul belev. You should do a maisa. So to over here, even though we daraisa here is kedibur dami, however Chazal didn't want to be samech on that, and they said that you shouldn't be mahar, and only midaraisa yitzeh behir, but midarabanan you're talking not yitzeh behir. Says Rekiv Eger, Lefidis, we can answer a question that we actually mentioned last Chabura. Rekiv Eger himself asked the question, the Shagatari asked the Kasha. The Gemara says beforehand that Arnashim, the Gemara asks, Bari Ravina, Amali Ravina Lerava, the same Ravina Lechera. Rekiv Eger's Matzad is talking, not the same Ravina, but the same Ravina Lechera asks Rava, he says, Noshim Bebirch Zamazin, are they Chayim Midaraisim Midarabanan? Arnashim Bechayim Midaraisim Midarabanan Birch Zamazin, what's enough Kamino? Says the Gemara, we would have said the nafkamina is what happens if they're a suffix. Do they have to go back or not? Says Ravina, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. What's the nafkamina? Could they be mighty anashim yedei chayvasim or not? If they're chayim in their eyes, they could be mighty. If they're chayim in their one, they can't be mighty. Even if you want to say they're only mechayim in their abana, they should still be able to be mighty anashim yedei chayvasim. Why? They're saying birchas amazin. The man is listening and he's hearing it. And Ravina himself says, a few lines later in the Gemara, that here is Kedibur Dami. So the man is listening to the woman say Birchas HaMazon, he should be able to be Yaitzei, his Chi of a Birchas HaMazon with the din of here Kedibur Dami. You're right, in a Hanami, she's not going to be Maitzi because she's not Chayim Midaraisa, but the man has a here Kedibur, he should be able to be Yaitzei his Chi. Says Ruki Vegil, if you what I answer now, it's Maturit. Because the whole din of here Kedibur Dami only helps you for Daraisa. So in a Hanami, on a Daraisa level, he's talking Yaitzei. The problem is Midarabanan, he's not Yaitzei. Midrabban is not yet. Then he declares, fine, at Midrabban level, he should be Yetzi al Shemei Kaina. Because the woman is Mukhi Midrabban, and he's Mukhi Midrabban. After the Raisa, he's Yetzi al Hirak Dibri. He's left the Rabban, the woman should be able to be Yetzi. Ain Shamachuva, Kufnana, what he says. As they emphasize the Rekiv Eger, Lefidis is very Gishmak. Why you're only Mukhi in the Raisa? You're not Mukhi in the Rabban. We ask, if here is Kedibur Dami, so how come you're not Mukhi in all the rest of the brachas, Shemin Esrei, brachas, you should be mechuyev also. Teretz is because only at their identical level is it here a kedibur dami. So mamela by a balkeri, okmua deraisa, the dinim that are deraisa, the lachs that are deraisa, they say beyetz with deraisa lachalapachas. But the lachs that are only midarabanan, then mamela there's no reason for him to lane. Midarabanan, not yetz. It's a little bit shred the lashon of loy atzichur rabanan according to this, Rashi says. It's not loy atzichur rabanan, it's not going to help you midarabanan. You can't be yetz midarabanan. Here a kedibur. It's not going to help you on a derabanatik level. The fetus is also very gishmak. What's pshat in the balkari is? Well, yes. What's pshat in the rising? If here is kedibur dami, so then you should be able to be yetzir chiv. Then everybody should be able to be yetzir chiv. Ide here. why dafka Balkari? And if here is Lavka Dibra Domi, why should Balkari even be Mahar? What's it going to help? Teretz is in a Chanami. Your Kadibra is only in the right at the level to carry the Kadibra. Me Darabana not. Mela for everybody else, you can't be Yetzu with her. However, a Balkari is stuck. Mamela, Okmua Daraisa, and Ikerdin, and you're Yetzu with Dibra. Azay Zaktu Kiveger. Lachor, you could say a little bit different. Maybe this Pshanam Kiveger, the Chel between the right and the Darabana, Kimdomani not. Maybe it's a little more Gishmak to the Shinnis and Rashi. But it's the Etzem Yisoid, just to be mivar a little bit, the Etzem Yisoid of Hira Kedibra Dami. What does it mean that Hira is Kedibra Dami? Every time that a person is Hira is Mamish Kedibra, what happens? Frek the Yad Elio, he says, Taipa brings it down. He says, what happens? He says, if Hira is Kedibra, Eich Matzoni Yodene Baragleinu, when we damage for an essay. Because unfortunately, not everybody is Zeche to damage for an essay without any other Hirurim. And if his Machshavas are running wild in the middle, all of a sudden he starts thinking about, oh, I have to buy potatoes on my way home. Bang! It's kilo as if he said in the middle of Atakibur Elam Hashem, I have to buy potatoes on the way home. Right? L'chari was just mafsik in the middle of a Shmei Nasrei. How could it be Yete Shmei Nasrei? As they affect Yad Elio. Says the Sifler that even if you want to say that here is Kedibur Dami, but it's not Mamish Kedibur Dami. And he says L'chari is the same way that we find Benegeta Shmei Karina. I'm not sure if the Elam saw the Gemara Amud Beis. Then got up to it. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The halacha is that if you come to shul, we pass this way halacha lemaisa. If you come to shul and they're holding by Chazar Shashat, you get up to Shemayna Esrei and they're holding by Chazar Shashat. You're not supposed to start Shemayna Esrei if you're not going to be able to finish before they get up to Kedusha or Maidim. What's the reason why? Because you're mechuyev to say Kedusha with Tarilim. And therefore, if you're not going to be able to finish before they get Kedusha, then wait till after Kedusha and then start Shemayna Esrei. Fact is, why don't we just stop in the middle and Shemei Kaina? You'll stop in the middle of Shemei Nesi and you'll listen. Says Rashi in the Chanami, Yitaka Kut. So why do you, and that's the minik. Says Rashi, you stop in the middle of Shemei Nesi and you listen to Kaddish and Kedusha. So then why can't you start Shemei Nesi? Rashi says, you're right. Batsim, you could be Yitzel Shemei Kaina, but if you answer yourself, you get a bigger mitzvah. Tvei Aldif. MMA, it's better to answer than to listen on the day Shemei Kaina. Dibur is Chashiv Tvei. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. If you're going to stop and listen to Kedusha in the middle, then it's Kilo Zivri Mafsik in the middle. And maybe there can't be Yetzer. Now, it's Mavur, though, according to Rashi, it's not considered a Hefsik. So he says to the discipler, L'chura comes out, according to the way that Rashi learned Shemei Ka'ina, even if you hold Shemei as Ka'ina, it's as if you said it, but it's not Mamish Ka'ina that you're Mafsik. So too, Hirka Dibur. Even if you want to say Hirka Dibur, it gives you a din as if you said it, but it's not going to be considered a hefsik. But it says, if that's the case, then it's totally machlek, it's rishenim. Whether or not Shemei Ka'ina is considered a mamish hefsik or not. According to Tesis that holds the Shemei Ka'ina is mamish considered a hefsik, then the Chara Hirka Dibur should also be considered a hefsik. As they affect the stipla. Mela comes along the stipla and he says, that's in the Bir Allah himself says in Simon Tes, that even if you hold Hirka Dibur dummy, it's only if you want to be yoytu with your hearer. Then there's an achshavei to the hearer. You're mamish being choshev and you're being machshev the deeper as a deeper. But if you stop as they thinking about the potatoes you have to buy on your way home, you weren't never machshev it as a deeper, and therefore it's not a problem of hirak deeper. This also answers the other questions. The tzaches when you get the shmei kaina, when you get the hirak deeper shmei kaina. If you hear somebody saying a bracha, so it's a bracha of atala. If you think about the words in your head, no, it's only if you want to be yotze. If only if you're machshev you want to be yotze, then in a chanami you can be yotze. What then? So a Kedusha might be a hefsik according to that. But here a Kedibur in the middle of Yishuv, he's coming to answer up in a Chanami. That'll be telling him whether or not I should stop. But here a Kedibur, the Machshavas that are running away in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's definitely not going to be a problem. So he's up there. L'chor, you could say a little bit differently. You could say that even Luli the Mistafina, you could say, if you look, there's another stickle of the stipler. There's Simin Yud Beis and Simin Yud Gimel. Next to Yud Gimel, He handles this Indian. He doesn't read Duch this Nekuda. I don't know why. But I would have said that, L'chari, even if you hold like Tesis, that Shemei is Ka'ina, but still Hira Kedibra is not Mamish the same thing as Shemei Ka'ina. Shemei Ka'ina is a much higher level. Even if you hold that Shemei Ka'ina is considered a Hefsik, Hira Kedibra is not going to be considered a Hefsik. Why is that? There's an interesting Tesis. Right at the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara says, why is this guy being Mahar? If Hira is Kedibra, he should just talk. Here is Kedibra Tavisai. So if he's allowed to be Mahar, he's allowed to talk. Says the Gemara, Keda Ashkacham B'Sinai. What does it mean, Keda Ashkacham B'Sinai? Says Taisvis, we find by Sinai, Shoyu Ha'i Shayskin, V'Shoymei HaKo'ina. There was a Shoymei HaKo'ina there. Shemeyas Kaina, that Dafka Kaina Taisus understands like a Dibur Mamish. They didn't have a hearer. They had a Shemeya Kaina, which is Mamish like a Dibur. Not a hearer. Memela, since we find Benegea to Kriyashma, Benegea to Harsinai, that the only thing that they were Matzich Tfila for was for Shemeya Kaina, which is Mamish has a din of a Dibur. Memela, only Benegea to a Dibur is there a Chiv Tfila. Benegea to hearer, there's no Chiv Tfila. Rashi, on the other hand, says, Rashi says something interesting. I don't know if they had trouble with Rashi. Pashup Shana Rashi. Kedashkam b'sinai, shefrishin mi'isho, tichsiv al tikshu al isho, val prisha zu samach ezra l'takin tmila l'bali kreen, kredim shiyasku b'tar, the siv v'idatul l'vanecho, v'samach l'yom shemad b'nei Hashem kecha b'chor. Can mean like Amam Pirkin. It sounds like Kedashkam b'sinai doesn't mean like we found by Har Sinai that they were perish for Dibur. No. Kedashkam b'sinai means that we were masmich the din of Limud HaTorah to the din that they had by Har Sinai. Whenever you're being Moidia, you're teaching Torah to your children and your grandchildren, it should be like they did it by Har Sinai. Not that we find by Har Sinai that they were perish for Dibur. That we don't find by Har Sinai they were perish for Dibur and not here. We have no idea. Not like Tesis learns. They were perish for Shemei Kaina, not for here. Rashi learns no. The Pasuk says, when you're teaching Torah, it should be taught as they did it by Har Sinai. And by Har Sinai there was a Prisho, so too also there should be a Prisho. It should be Batar, it should be with the Tvilo. Why didn't Rashi learn Kapshuta like Tesis? The Kedashka Messina means, like we find by Har Sinai that there were Makbid, there was a Shemei Kain, which is Mamashad Dibur, and that's what they were perished for, but not for her. So you could say that, because Rashi is chelik and he holds there's no din of Shemei Ko'ina by Arsina. What does it mean Shemei Ko'ina by Arsina? When you hear a person talking and he says, hello, how are you doing? So also this din of Shemei Ko'ina is kilu as if you said, hello, how are you doing? Shemei Ko'ina is if you're mechuyev in a bracha, then there's a din of Shemei Ko'ina. If you want to be yates with that guy's bracha, it's kilu as if you said the bracha. When the Chazesh Baruch Hu said that Saras Adibris is a din of Shemei Ko'ina, what is that din of Shemei Ko'ina when you're listening to somebody talk? Listening to the Rebbeinu Shalom talk, the din of Shemei Ko'ina? Tzmushar in Simon Aleph, Simon Samach Tes, he talks about this, he handles it, he says that they were mechuyev to hear it. There was a din that they have to hear it as Aseres HaDibris. I saw somebody say that they had to be mekabel as Aseres HaDibris. Then after Vinishma, they had to be mekabel at Mamish like a bracha. They had to be yoytze kilo with Aseres HaDibris. Rashi learned, that's not considered a din of Shemei Ko'ina. That you could say is why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tesis. But Lule Dimitzafin Amino, I would say that really Rashi and Tesis the Tamayo Azli. And that gets to the Iker Din of Shemei Ko'ina, which we just really said on Teisa Namid Beis. What's the Din of Shemei Ko'ina? Is Shemei Ko'ina, when you hear somebody else's bracha and you're yetzing, is Shemei Ko'ina, I'm yetzing with his Shmiya? It's not like as I said it. Shemei works like you said it, because you could be yetzing the same way, but it's not as if I said it. Or no, Shemei Ko'ina is as if I said it. As if I myself was an Oina and I said it. What would be an Afkamino? L'mashol, Chazanish talks about this in Simon Chavtes, as everybody handles the Beis Alevi. Beis Alevi is Machadish. That's the end of the Beis Alevi al Atero, at the end of the Kutchas on Chanukah, then the same Rishis, he says that if you have a bunch of Kehanim that want to duchen, can you have one Kohen who duchen, and everybody else will be Yetze with Shemei Kohen? Sometimes when they're singing, it's hard for everybody to get together. So you'll just have one Kohen, who'll do the Virechacho, and everybody else will listen. Says the Beis Alevi, no, you can't. Because even though Shemei is Kohen, but Shemaya's Kain is as if I said it. But it can't be better than saying it quietly. Because I didn't say it Lamaiso. It's just as if I said it. It gives me a din as if I said it. But there's a special halacha that said, B'negea tu, Birchas Kanim, Amar Lohem, that has to be B'kol Rom. That Birchas Kanim has to be B'kol Rom. So if you're Shemaya Kain, Ruvain says, B'yivarechacho. And Shimon is listening. Shimon is not doing B'kol Rom. Shimon, it's kilo as if he said it, but it's kilo as if he said it very quietly, because I don't hear him. So he said it, but he didn't say it b'kol rom. Therefore, it doesn't work. Hazei zok, the Beis Alevi. Says the Chazanish, the Stipus Matzad like this way also. He says, that's all if you understand that I'm being yetzer with his Dibur. My Shmiya is when I'm being yetzer with his Dibur, but it's not as if I said anything myself. But it's kilo as if I said it. When he says it, it's kilo as I said it. When I'm being mecham to be yetzer with his Dibur, it's a shutfis, he says. And I'm yoytze with the zebra, so skilu as if I said it. When he says yivarechecho, skilu as if I'm saying yivarechecho. So whatever he says, whatever tone he says it, skilu as if I said it also. His zebra is my zebra. It's not just the shmiya works like a aniya. The shmiya lein is aniya, as if I said it mamish and give me yoytze. Lulim, the pashta says l'chora that that's the machlokes between Rashi and Taisus. Minugeta shemeya koine. Taisus understood when your shemeya, when he says by Arsina they had shemeya koine, it was kilu mamish a zebra. And therefore, and we see that for the Dibur Mamish, that's what they needed a preacher for. However, and that's why he says, on Chafafam Beis, that if you're going to be Shemei Kain and listen to Kedushin Mel Shemini Esrei, says Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, both Balei Ateisus, he says that's going to be a Hefzik in your Shemini Esrei. Because it's Mamish like a Dibur. Mashenk and Rashi didn't want to learn like Taisus Bayas Kedashim Messinae, because the old Shemei Kain, it's not Mamish a Dibur. You're being Yotze with Ishmiya, but it's not Mamish as if you said it. It's not Mamish a Dibur. Mele Rashi says also the same thing on Amud Beis. Chafafam Amud Beis, he says, Mamela, if you're listening to Kadash and Kedusha in the middle of Shemini Esrei, then in a Hanami, it's not going to be considered a hefzik because it's not mamish like a dibur. So, kumtais lachura, that according to Rashi, shemeh is kareine, doesn't mean mamish as if you're mamish saying it, you're being yitz with hishmiel. According to Taisvis, since there's a dibur there, so it's kilo as if you have a dibur. And Mela, since it's Kilo, if you have a Dibur, therefore you need a Prisha for that, therefore it's going to be a Hefzik in Shemini Esrei. That's why Shemei Kohen is so Chomer. But that's only Shemei Kohen. That's exactly what Taisa is saying, Kedashim Messinai. We only had a Shemei Kohen, we didn't have a Dibur. Here a Kedibur is not that way. The whole Lamdas of Shemei Kohen, like we're saying, is only because you have Reuven's Dibur, it's Kilo as if you have a Dibur also. That's why it can be considered a Hefzik. But if you don't have a Dibur Bechlal, no one's talking, and all you have is a Hirur, that's zikr not going to be considered a hefzik. Even Taisus is going to be masking that's not considered a hefzik. Because the whole lumdus according to Taisus is I can use his dibur as if it's my dibur. So if it's as if it's my dibur, then it's mamash going to be considered a hefzik. But if there's no dibur bechlal, all you have is a hirr, then even Taisus is going to be masking that hirr is not a dibur to be masking in the middle. And if you think I have to go home and buy potatoes on my way home, it's also, even according to Taisus, it's not going to be considered a hefzik. You don't have to come on to the chiddush of the stipler that since you weren't achshavei to be a dibur, then mamela is not going to be considered hefzik. Even if you were achshavei, here a kedibur is never going to be considered mamash a hefzik. It'll be yotze. If you want to be yotze, your chiyuv, then in a chanami maybe you could be yotze. Why is that? Why would be able to be yotze your chiyuv? Because that we could say that in a chanami hefzik is not going to be to be yotze your chiyuv. Why would be yotze your chiyuv? It's not going to be considered. If it's not mamash like a dibur, why be yotze your chiyuv? So that you could say that Ravina held that even though it's not mamish a dibur, but ken zayin for mitzvahs that are dibur, you don't mamish need a dibur. The hain we saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda, if anyone remembers from last month, we saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda that there was machlekes whether or not mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or mitzvah eina tzrichas kavanah. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Bir Halacha brings this down, Halacha l'maisa, that even the fee those that hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, when it comes to mitzvah should be dibur, everybody holds mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Why? Because you don't have not a maisa, not kavanah, what do you have? So I would say, what do you mean? You have the dibur. Can you hear the dibur is not the ikur there? If you don't have a maisa and you don't have kavana, you mamish don't have anything. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda. So he says that's why everybody holds you need kavana when it comes to mitzvah of dibur. So he said a lechumra, but lechumra we can take a lekula also that the ikur of the mitzvah shebe dibur is in a chanami the kavana. Because he says, what do you have? You don't have anything. What do you mean you have the dibur? No, the ikur of a mitzvah shebe dibur, you don't have a maisa. The ikkah of a mitzvah shebe dibur is the rachmana liba boy of the what are you having in mind b'shas the dibur. The mele kol kama that a person has a dibur when he's being mekayim a mitzvah and he's being mahar the inyan of the mitzvah, the kabbalah zomach shemayim, the inyan of the tefillah, that is the ikkah mitzvah. So certainly if a person wants to take a lulav in his heart and be mechavan to shokal a lulav, that's nothing because you need the ma'isa mitzvah. But something which doesn't have a ma'isa, oh, it has the dibur. And Rabbeinu Yehuda tells me that the ikkah of the dibur is the kavano. You could be yaitse, says Ravina, me'ikar adin, you could taka be yaitse with her, klapishmai galia, rachmana liba boy, you could be yaitse with Heber, her. But lamaisa, it's not mamish a Heber. And the ikar mitzvah is, they were masakin the mitzvah together with Heber. Mamela, in a chanami, says, that's, we could say, lefi this, why, the only reason why you only yaitse birchaz amazin and kriyashma, things which are raised with her, because the ikar mitzvah is a Heber. You could be yaitze with her because that's the neshama of the mitzvah, and the male you have the ikur of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah, the way they're misakin, it was a dibur. So it's only a shasat chak to be yaitze with her. But male, when it comes to the raisas in a chanami, they were matrichu to be mekayim the ikur of the mitzvah. The ikur of the mitzvah with you could be mekayim with her. Mashenkin, where it comes to the rabbanans, you could be yaitze. But lo yatzrichu rabbanan, because that's not the way that they were misakin it. That's lashon Rashi. Lo yatzrichu rabbanan, they weren't misakin it that way. They're masakin a dafka with a dibur, and mamela in a chanami, when it comes to the rabbans, you're not going to be mahar. This is also move on the The Ravid says only by Bekeri they mastered it, not by anybody else. And we ask the Manav Shach, if it works, it should work by everybody. If it doesn't work, it shouldn't work by anybody. The answer is that it's a Shasat Chak. Be'etzem, the mitzvah is together with Dibur. For Shasat Chak, you eat it with the heart of the mitzvah, with the neshama of the mitzvah. The ikur of the mitzvah is the kavana. You could be with that. But that's not the way the Chazal is talking the mitzvah. The mitzvah is together with the Dibur. Meanwhile, if you're stuck in a chanami, you're a Balkari, so then in a chanami, be yetzir, vifl meken, masha'en kain, anybody else, in a chanami, they're not going to matter unless you have a Dibur together with the hair.